I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
You're listening to Undertow, Simpson Falls.
Cynthia Lyman, head of global, with the Malleus Corporation shareholder report. Results of our first client experience, that of our illustrious benefactor, X. To our visionary supporters of the world-bending regret-away technology, trademark pending, we are ebullient to share with you the outstanding success of our first live subject test. When we first detected the significant pulse of energy in Simpson Falls, we had our skeptics. Our fellows at Arkham were absolutely certain the artifact was no longer in North America. Certainly it was in Asia or on the African continent. Perhaps even it had stolen away to the moon. The growing body of evidence suggested that it was in a sleepy town in Maine. And ultimately, agents from our sister agency tracked down the wielder and made a poorly planned attempt to capture the artifact. Those who were convinced of the artifact's presence were then convinced of its absence. Enter our benefactor X, who encouraged us to dig deeper. I recall my first trip with the visionary Dr. Leopold to examine the ruins of the blaze. The font of regret in this town is so deep it could fill a black hole. Conveniently enough, this is exactly the kind of energy needed to keep a hold of a shard of the Dark Tome. Our work began. It did not take much to convince town management that any concerns they had about us were unfounded, or easily resolved with a discreet lump sum payment. Our meta-archaeologists pored over the ruins of the hospital for some scrap. A page, a word, an echo of the artifact. Meanwhile, we began construction. In the span of 2 short years, we razed the ashes of this depressing milltown block and erected a cutting-edge facility that would make our founders proud. Our medical team created a device that could cut through the very fabric of time and space, using all we understood about the artifact itself to allow us to send objects through the folds of the multiverse. Some of you may recall early tests with unsatisfactory results. Some even questioned the wisdom of continuing the development of our technology, especially considering the sunk costs to date. I promised you, our medical team would resolve these early failures, and today, I am telling you we have. It took us some time to find what we were missing. The first part was there from the beginning. Our benefactor, X, was not some wealthy vampire or other immortal as many thought. X was, rather, the Dark Tome itself. When X made himself known and joined our team's efforts with the machine, we suddenly achieved a realistic path to success. The last step was to find a suitable test subject. See, after the devastating blaze of 2016, the Dark Tome was not annihilated. But it was badly battered. It required chaos energy to psychically recharge it. In exchange for said recharge, X would help us operate our machine. Enter Tony Baxter.
Are you ready to talk about your sister?
Melissa. Her name was Melissa.
You need to let go of her, Tony. Your regrets about what happened are toxic.
Don't tell me how to feel about it.
You were a child.
I killed her.
You didn't. It was an accident.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Tony's regret? His dead sister. What if he could save her? Would he be willing to sacrifice himself over and over and over again, ad infinitum, to do this? Our bet was yes. The fuck?
Perimeter breach. Perimeter breach.
Perimeter Dr. Leopold! Breach.
Perimeter
Dr. Leopold!
Breach.
Perimeter breach.
After what happened to me perimeter here, breach. No one in their right mind perimeter would come back. Oh, shit. Dang! But then, none of them were friends with a monster.
Dr. Leopold! Dr. Leopold! Oh, shit! Security!
Wasn't supposed to be here. Flick. Black. Coffin. Papyrus. Flick, black, coffin, papyrus.
Dr. Leopold!
I don't think he'll be responding to you anytime soon.
Sir!
I was wondering if you'd recognize me.
But how? You could be anything, and you're dressed as a janitor?
Don't judge me by outward appearances, Cynthia. Is this more like you expected?
I can be strong. I can be I can be nothing. And I can be everything.
But for now, I ride the form of Ricky Hill. He amuses me.
There's a creature out there. It wants you.
Does it? Let it in.
Sir?
I command it.
Hello? You must be surprised to meet yourself again in the flesh. Except it isn't you. And you can never be whole again.
The leech monster looms over X, then lunges. But with a twist of his wrist, X shreds the monster into nothing.
Sorry, Ricky. I still need this body. Now, as for you...
We have a contract.
You should know when you sign contracts with my kind. We always have a loophole.
Thank you. When the leech creature ate me, I thought that'd be the end. Looking through the creature's eyes, feeling my humanity seep away. That's how it always happens in those monster stories. But it's not like that at all. Instead, I get what I always wanted. Melissa.
Hey, Mom! Look.
Oh, my God. You were accepted? Boston College!
Full scholarship.
Oh, you're going.
Of course I'm going!
That's great.
Yes.
I get to watch the story of my sister's life, and it's beautiful. Melissa excels in every way I've failed. She appreciates every day the way I can't. She doesn't drink herself into the darkness, and she doesn't fuck up her scholarship. She gets a 4.0 grade average and gets the same job I did fresh out of college. Except, she makes something of it.
So what did you think of my story?
I'm impressed, Melissa. This is solid stuff.
Thank you, Scott.
I think you have a bright future here at the Circle.
She wins awards. She gets married. She moves back home to Simpson Falls. There are two kids. She spends time staring at the river. And I know Ricky was right. It didn't turn out the way he wanted it to, but he was still right.
Tony! 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 Ricky, what the hell did you do? Tony!
You don't know, Melissa, what was gonna happen. He would have killed you.
Tony!
I hear her screaming my name, and it warms my heart. Because I know this heartbreak is real. But unlike me, she'll get over it. She'll move on with life. And I can slip down here into the darkness and live in that comfort forever.
You really thought you could trap me here?
Not at all, sir. It was designed as a mutually beneficial relationship.
I've been around long enough to know a trap. I've had enough.
But everything we said we were going to do, everything we dreamed of...
were your dreams, not mine. Good night, Cynthia.
Sir! What are you doing? That hurts my mind!
Is a terrible thing to waste. I know. Regrettably, you're no longer needed in this endeavor.
Ah, Jesus!
Well, hello there.
Ricky?
Ricky is long gone. I'm just borrowing his skin for a little while.
I don't understand. Or maybe I do.
You're a smart woman. I figured you'd put it together.
You did this. You manipulated Tony.
If you choose to look at it that way. I gave him a gift, really. If you only knew how much a relief it is for him to have died young.
You had a photo from his childhood.
100% authentic. Just not of this dimension, or that dimension. I'm losing track of where we are at this point. Luckily, I'll be able to go as I please soon. Are you ready to bear witness to the destruction of this awesome machine?
What's gonna happen to Tony?
He'll finally be free. Right now, he's just being tortured by an impossible decision. One he'll never make.
What do you mean?
Between himself and his sister? He'll always choose his sister. The moment loops in his mind over and over again, through eternity. It's a bit like a steam generator that fires pistons that make me stronger, up until I can break free of the machine itself. Then I go free, and Tony's no longer burdened by the cruelty of existence.
No. Tony? Tony!
He can't hear you.
Fuck. Can I go in it?
What?
Can I get in it or whatever? Go where he is.
You want to rip yourself out of reality for your friend.
Yeah, I really fucking do.
See, this is why I love humans. Such a terribly poetic species. Well, if you insist. For old time's sake. Adieu, Sonia.
Yeah, fucking adieu!
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow. Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just 2 visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just 2 movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a 3-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just 2 visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The hard part is watching her grow old and die. No one wants that. But then again, I saw her die before, and it was 70 years sooner. So it's easier the next time around, when she's lived life to the fullest. Then it's rinse, repeat, I'm back on the river again. Except, this time, the river is different.
Oh, fuck!
Sonia?
Oh, hey, Tony. Fancy meeting you here.
What? How?
I asked to come.
You asked?
Yeah. The guy who used to be your friend but is apparently a demon or something, Ricky? I hear he convinced you to kill yourself so he could have your sister.
That's not exactly how it happened.
Well, it's over. Let's get the fuck out of here.
No.
No? What do you mean, no?
It was messed up, what happened, but I understand it. It was always what was supposed to happen.
No, Tony.
Yes. You know me, Sonia. I'm a fuck-up. A train wreck. I ruin relationships and friendships. I can't hold on to a job. The gift of life is wasted on me. I've seen what she's done with it. She's so much better.
So you're, what, settling for this? Drowning when you're a kid?
You don't know how free I feel. Finally. All that pain of life just... gone.
You selfish fucking prick.
What?
You think you get to choose what happens? You think you get to just let yourself be dead because you can't handle life? Get your shit together, Tony!
Why?
Why? Because of me, you asshole! Do you remember what you were like when you first joined the circle? When we worked together? When you had fire? You inspired me, Tony. You had this darkness in you, yeah, but you used it to go and destroy darkness out in the world. And you also taught me about family. Yours was fucked up, and you made me appreciate my own.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? My decision to leave Honduras and come home, man. I gave up my career. Maybe got my friend killed because I made a split-second decision to buy plane tickets home to see my mom. But in a world without Tony, I don't know where my red line is. I don't know where to stop. And so I go too far. I never go home. And I go missing too. I don't save anybody or win any big awards. I'm just dead. In that world, Sonia Proud doesn't know her limits, and she dies before she reaches her full potential.
You die?
Yeah, it's us or her, Tony. This isn't your decision to make alone.
She has a good life.
So do you, Tony. If only you'll just accept it.
Accept it?
The past can only keep drowning you if you let it be a weight.
Sonia, you don't know what you're asking.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. You got me into this town, Tony. There's only one way we can get out. And that's together.
Cassie Pinkham was a teenage girl who lit the Dark Tome on fire. In doing so, she did me a favor. Being stuck inside a book was an incredibly undignified existence. She immolated me, and I ceased to be. Ceased to be bound to pages of a volume, that is. I became everywhere. I became nowhere. I was also stuck. Stuck in this horrible little town of Simpson Falls. That's why I connected so much with Tony Baxter. He felt stuck in this small town, too. Stuck. By its smallness. Small geographically, yes, but also small-minded. People who couldn't think outside their own insignificant experiences. What their church groups told them. The lies their teachers told them. The packaged, flash-frozen, nutritionally deficient culture they ate off the TV. It got inside of Tony. Made him itchy. Of course... all that wouldn't have opened up in him if it hadn't been for that day when the unflinching power of water created a childhood tragedy. Took this boy who fit in and broke him apart from the norm. There are many ways this story is told, but this version is among my favorites.
What the fuck is going on, Tony?
We're in a loop. It's beginning again.
A loop? I don't like the sound of that.
She comes up along the river.
We need to focus on getting out of here.
Melissa, slow down!
Come on, Tony, don't be scared. It's slippery.
Just watch your step, we've done this 100 times. Up here. Tony!
Okay.
She's not scared of the wet rocks. I am.
Wow, it's amazing tonight.
Told you, and you know what? The best view's over here. Over the edge.
Watch out!
Come on, Tony, it's just water. Don't be such a scaredy-cat.
Melissa!
That's what actually happened. What I remember, at least. The thing that fucked me up for life. Then it went differently.
Differently how?
Ricky. He spent his whole life thinking about that moment, too. How his first love drowned in a horrific death. He thought it could be different.
Tony, what the fuck, man?
I thought we were gonna hang out.
Your brother is such an idiot.
Come on, Tony, get out of here.
He eggs me on.
Nah, it's cool. I bet he doesn't have the balls to do it.
Do what?
To look over the edge. Come on, Tony, you scared?
No.
Then do it.
The kid me goes over. You see him? There? Ricky? See what he's planning on doing?
He's about to push you.
He is. In this version of reality, I go in. I drown.
You drown, and Ricky Hill gets split in two. Part of him stays in our world to get taken over by X, or the Dark Tome, or whatever the fuck it's called, and the other part becomes the leech monster. But the kid's still here.
Yes. Which brings us to now.
To now.
There are so many multitudes that exist in the universe, but there is only ever now.
That's right. That's right, Tony. So what are you gonna do?
The hardest thing I've ever done. I'm choosing life.
You don't belong here, Ricky. Think you're tough now, do you?
Guys, what are you doing?
I'm doing what I have to do.
I do what I have to do.
Get the hell off me!
It's a knockout fight with my best friend. If I could take him out, I would. But that's not how this works. Ricky is a year older than me, stronger. Just like the fight outside the bar. I'll never win. The way this plays, only Melissa and I can ever go in the river.
I'll kill you, Tony!
Little Tony goes flying, breaking the guardrail and dragging his sister down with him. Now I know why I chose to wipe it all out of my memory.
Help! Help!
Everything Melissa screams stabs me right through the heart. I wish I could make her understand. I've seen her live, and know she grows up with 2 kids 2 years apart, and a good job, and a sweet husband. The second one, at least. And a house on the lake. And she lives until 88 and dies smiling. But not right now. I need to go get the railroad tracks skipped back into place. I tell myself she's not real. Because maybe she's not. At least, it's not the only one of her there is. So maybe, someday, beyond all this, we will get to be together again. I think maybe I'll be able to say a speech at her wedding. Toast her when she wins that big award. Hug my niece and nephew. But not in this world. Maybe the next.
I follow them downriver. My heart is racing in horror, but I don't think about what he's going through, only that I can't leave him in that river forever. I see the dark shapes in the water. One's floating face down. I'm desperate. I jump in after him. I pull Tony to shore. Except it's not grown up Tony. It's the little kid version. We get to shore together. I call an ambulance. Nurse Gail Cody shows up, and kid Tony starts raving about what happened to his sister. How it's all his fault she drowned.
That was before. That's why there was a hole in my heart. No one believes me when I said it was because of me. They said I was a kid, that it was an accident. And it was an accident, once. But then there was another time. And I had to make an impossible choice. Pray you never have to do the same. My sister died. And it was all my fault.
You've been listening to Simpson Falls, an original story for audio by Fred Greenhalgh. Written by Fred Greenhalgh and Greg Tulinen. Story by Fred Greenhalgh, William DeFreeze, Barry Dodd, and Greg Tulinen. Based on The Dark Tome, created by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFreeze. Story consulting by Christopher Reynaga and Marguerite Croft. Sensitivity consulting by Molly and Dana. Simpson Falls features the talents of Tony Aiden Vaux as Tony Baxter, Stephanie Diaz as Sonia Proud, Jason Grazel as Ricky Hill and X in human form, Colleen A. Madden as Melissa, Anna Carvalho as Maria, Herbie Madden as young Tony, Vivian Madden as young Melissa, Denise Poirier as receptionist, dispatcher, and Roberta, Graham Rowett as Edwin, guard, and drunk, Holly Adams as Tanya and waitress, Kim Gordon as Cynthia, Lisa Stathopoulos as Maynard Mom and Jackie, Lucas Kroll as Kid Ricky, Maya Kolaski as Skeptical Teen, Moira Driscoll as Nurse Cody in Psychologist's Office, Nathan Dana Aldrich as Marty, Ned Donovan as Billy the Clown, Paul Belfoyle as Bartender, Local Man and Reporter, Peter Burkrot as Sheriff Warren, P.G. Oakland as Scott, Manager and Town Assessor, Ray Porter as Digby, Wendy Tremont King as Madge, Richard Fish as DJ, Richard McGonagall as Dr. Leopold, Sam Mowry as Leech Monster, Monster X, and Trucker, Tim Sample as Mr. Gussie, and William Steele as Psychologist. Additional voices by the cast. The Dark Tome was directed and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Dialogue editing and sound design by Jason DeWald of Audio Evolutions, audioevolutions.net. Additional sound by Mind's Eye Productions. Final mix by Fred Greenhalgh. Original score by Hubert Campbell. Theme song, Here, My Friend, Your Future, by Frank Schulmeier. The Dark Tome Undertow was produced from lockdown with distributed performers across continental North America in locations traditionally stewarded by numerous indigenous tribes. The home base of Dagaz Media is in York County, Maine, ancestral land of the Wabanaki Confederacy. The fictionalized location of Simpson Falls is inspired by the Penobscot County region of Maine, the ancestral lands of the Penobscot Nation, the oldest continuous government in the world. Special thanks to Christopher Reynaga and the Point Mystic podcast, pointmystic.org, as well as Emily Burnham and Mary San Giovanni. Simpson Falls is a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Find more shows like Undertow by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.